Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Federal layoffs continuing across key agencies, including workers at the FAA and IRS. President Trump now vowing to overhaul the Postal Service.
President Trump said Friday he's considering moving the Postal Service under the Commerce Department.
I think it'll operate a lot better than it has been over the years. It's been just a tremendous loser for this country. Tremendous amounts of money are being lost.
The Washington Post first reported the news the president was considering this merger and said that experts on the Postal Service say this move would probably violate federal law. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The Supreme Court tonight declined to immediately dissolve a temporary restraining order against Trump, President Trump's firing of the office of special counsel, holding the lower court's decision. Doctors treating Pope Francis for pneumonia say the Pope is not in danger of losing his life, but also say he's not out of danger. And after a week of storms and record cold temperatures, expected to thaw this weekend. This is ABC News. The FDA says some pharmaceutical companies will no longer be allowed to create their own versions of weight loss drugs now that the shortage of a key ingredient is over.
The FDA first announced a semaglutide shortage in 2022 when weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy exploded in popularity. The FDA allowed companies to alter ingredients, a process known as compounding. Major drug companies were upset that Hims was allowed to advertise its compounded weight loss drugs during the Super Bowl. This might not be over. Other compounders have sued the FDA when it removed other weight loss ingredients from the shortage list. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Following Monday's incident with the Delta regional jet that flipped over after landing at Toronto Pearson Airport, Delta says it's offering $30,000 in compensation to every passenger on board. Brian Erickson, one of the passengers, says he would think that the $30,000 would be extremely helpful right now. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Clear and crisp tonight with a low of 7, winds southwest 10 to 15. Breezy tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 30, winds southwest 10 to 15. Mostly cloudy and calm tomorrow night, low 16. Becoming cloudy and warmer on Sunday with a high of 40. And mostly cloudy and mild on Monday, light rain at night. A good mix with a little freezing rain and snow overnight with a high of 47. Currently, Richland Center, the winds are out of the north at 3 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 15 degrees.
I want to face my accuser, point out the ones coming down on me. Show me the fool to call me a loser, sitting that I danced with two left feet. You say don't mean diddly. She got the love that you give me. I'll dance every dance, right or wrong. I'll be the one who takes her home, home, home. All of my life, I've loved music. I go crazy when the guitars play. Feel the beat, I just can't lose it. Here I come, get out of my way. What you say don't mean diddly. She got the love. She'll give me a dance every dance, right or wrong. I'll be the one who takes her home. Home.
do, then I'm not able. Now I'm a spirit that's gotta be free. What you say, you don't mean business. She got the love that she'll give me. We'll dance every dance, right or wrong. I'll be the one who takes her home.
all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright.
Guess it was wishful thinking.
I saw your truck. It's just my luck. Trying not to look, but I die to feel your touch.
We two folks on it.
Yeah. I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turn into yelling and fighting, and once it's in your mind, only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I'ma take the high road, maybe get gone, have a little too much of something terrible. And I'ma let you cool down while I walk out, you ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your freak show, and I'm just sitting around and hit a new.
Every other night, if I catch you with her, you gon' catch me with him. You think I don't hear about it, you better think again. You know that rumors always turning to yelling and fighting, and once it's in my mind, only one way I'm driving. You know,
I know,
I'ma take a high road, baby, get gone, have a little too much of something terrible. I'ma let you cool down while I walk out, you ain't missing me.
Welcome to High School Boys Basketball. Tonight, the Richland Center Hornets are taking on the Lancaster Flying Arrows. We have the call coming up from WRCO Sports following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show. We'll take a look at tonight's schedule of games and events, and we'll talk to head coach Brian Poles of Richland Center during tonight's edition of the pregame show.
This is Garrett with Vitesnik Power Sports. You're invited to our boat show today until Saturday. We have a huge heated showroom packed full of 24 and 25 inventory. Boats by Tracker, Ranger, Sun Tracker, Regency, Nitro, and Tahoe. With promos like a 7-year warranty on Mercury outboards, discounts up to $10,000 and more. We hope to see you at our in-house boat show at Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your authorized Tracker Boats dealer.
Vitesnik Power Sports.
High school wrestling sectionals are underway at Prairie du Chien High School tonight for area girls wrestlers that finished first through fourth last weekend at the WIAA Regionals. Girls basketball this evening, Potosi Cassville is at Platteville, Wazika Steuben at Hillsboro, Barneveld at Highland, Westby at Black River Falls, and Cuba City at Southwestern. In boys basketball, Riverdale at Mineral Point, Iowa Grant visits Fenimore, and Boscobel takes on Darlington. Southwestern is at Cuba City, Barneveld at Highland, Kickapoo is at DeSoto in the Ridge and Valley, North Crawford at Wazika Steuben, and Ithaca is at Seneca, Brookwood at Ashton, and Platteville plays at Dodgeville in the Southwest Conference. Plus, coming up tonight on the radio, Lancaster at Richland Center.
Hi, this is Mark Crary at TitleWorks LLC. Title insurance. What is it? Why do I need it? What am I paying for? Which title company should I use? All good questions. If you're buying, selling, or refinancing, visit our new website at titleworks-rc.com to answer these questions and more. TitleWorks LLC, located 161 North Central Avenue in Richland Center, 647-7900.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different, distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Water is essential to life. And at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, that belief drives their commitment to the community. With over 50 years of experience, they provide professional, reliable water system services for residential, agricultural, and commercial needs. Whether it's installation or repairs, their team is available 24/7, 365 days a year, ensuring your water system is always in top shape. For trusted service in Richland Center and the surrounding areas, call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488.
Richland Center boys coach Brian Pulse is our guest. Brian, looking at the team right now, it's the shape of the team, the health of the team as you get to the last three games of the regular season.
I think we're actually the most healthy we've been in a while. I know we've talked about this over the course of the season. We've had just a really a roller coaster with especially just illnesses. But right now, I think we're relatively healthy. So that's really a new feeling for us over the last 6 weeks or so. So it's been a good week of practice, and I think the kids are working hard, and you know we've got obviously just the last little stretch here of the regular season, and we're looking forward going into it being as healthy as we can.
It's a little bit different look for the seating meetings now that it's all computerized. Does that take a little of the luster off, or are you looking forward to watching those brackets be released on TV?
No, I think it's still fun. You know, the in-person, it has its pros and cons. You know, so I had experience with that. Obviously, they've switched to this computer model. I think as the as we go through it over these last couple of years, we start to hone in on, you know, what that model is looking for. And, you know, as we look at our sub-sectional, you can kind of put yourself into roughly where you think it's going to be based on win-loss, and then looking at the teams that you beat, the record that they have. So I think from that standpoint, you still have a lot of great conversation. There's already some planning going on about, you know, maybe who we might see. So it's a fun time of year. It's busy. It's exciting. The kids know that we're getting close to the end, especially for the seniors. You know, they have a heightened sense of urgency over these last couple of weeks. You wish you could have that all the time, but that's the reality of it. So it's just a really fun time of year.
Let's talk about your recent win against Prairie du Chien. Did the team play pretty well on the road that night?
You know, it was really two different halves, and again, give Prairie du Chien a lot of credit here. They really played well the first half. I think it took us a little while to get comfortable with the zone they were running against us. You know, they had a 5-point lead going into halftime. They had hit some shots again from the outside. That was a theme from our first game. And then the second half, I thought we just really did a much better job of two things. One, defending the 3-point line. We made it much more difficult for them to get some looks. They weren't nearly as successful from there. That was a big part of our success. And then we were able to really kind of figure out where we needed to get the ball against that zone. I think we scored 50 points in the second half, and were really quite efficient on the offensive end. So it took a little while to get over the hump and play from in front, but second half was the type of basketball that we're looking to play consistently, you know, from here on out.
Brian Pohl is our guest on the pregame show, and we'll have more in a moment.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, What If is now What Is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Going on now through February 21st. For $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy Sofa and Love Seat to relax in style, the Bullenberg Dining Table with four chairs to bring the family together, the Lavenhorn Reclining Sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort, the Hyena Full or Queen Panel Bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
Brian, here's a look at tonight's game with Lancaster. What do you know about the Arrows?
Lancaster's a good team. They're coming off a close loss to Platteville, who, with that win, Platteville clinched our conference championship. But it was a good game, close game. Lancaster was up in the first half. Platteville battled back in the second half. But Lancaster's got a really a talented group of perimeter players. Three juniors, in fact, lead their team, three leading scorers. They're all really good with the basketball. They're good at attacking the rim. They all can shoot. They've also got a few other really, really nice shooters that help them space the floor. For us, you know, our advantage over them is our size. They struggle in that area a little bit. They don't have a true big man. And we saw that when we played them the first time. If we're able to get it into our spot, we can really be successful in the paint around the rim. So the key for us is really trying to play at our pace. We've talked about this a lot for our success. We have to be able to protect the ball. They're going to want to play fast. They're going to want to try to turn us over. So if we can control that tempo and get it to our spots, you know, we can be successful offensively. They're a really good attacking team. So defensively, we're going to have to do a great job of guarding the ball, containing the dribble drive, and then not over-helping. I think that's something that we have a tendency to do when that guy gets that dribble penetration. If we over-help in that next pass, we create a problem for ourselves. So we've been working on that, and that's going to be a big key for us tonight.
Yeah, it sounds like the inside game might be your strength tonight if you can get this done.
No question. The three big guys that we start, and then you got Kaizen coming off the bench, you know, we've got a size advantage in a number of spots. And so, like I said, it's all about us being able to move the ball into a position where we can get it to our big guys with a chance to do something with it. And so they're going to run some man and then likely some zone against us that we've been watching. And so we're working on, you know, where we want to get that ball, where it needs to move, where they're looking to trap us. How we handle that pressure is going to really dictate the outcome of the game.
And maybe you could talk about the importance of this game heading into the seeding meeting. I guess it's not a meeting anymore, but the seeding process, certainly this would be a big win for the Hornets, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Lancaster's record-wise, you know, they're 13-8. So anytime you can get a win against a team, you know, with a winning record with those 13 wins, that helps you in the formula. You know, and in looking at our subsectional, we have a number of teams that are really grouped close together, right around 500. You know, we're 10-11 going into this game. And so, you know, it'd be huge for us to get a win against a team with 13 wins. It'd help us in that formula. It'd really push us to maximize our seed. And, you know, if we lose, we're hopeful. We're still looking at hosting at a first-round tournament game. But tonight would go a long way towards getting that home game that first round.
All right, Brian, thanks a lot for talking with us, and we'll look forward to the game tonight. Nothing like Friday night live at Richland Center, right?
Absolutely. You got it. Thank you, Phil.
Good luck. You bet. Brian Pohl is joining us on WRCO Sports.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Tonight from the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, it's Richland Center taking on the Lancaster Flying Arrows. The Hornets coming in with a record of 3-5 in the conference. Lancaster 5-3. The Hornets have a chance to get to 500. They're at 10-11 coming in, and Lancaster at 13-8. Joining me today for color commentary, former Richland Center Hornet, Adam Mortimer. Good to see you again, Adam.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here, Phil, and what a great game we have ahead of us.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that Coach Poles just alluded to that, but fairly important if the Hornets want to move up, maybe ensure a home game, that they get a win here tonight.
Absolutely. Big game for playoff implications here. And Coach Poles was stressing the importance of slowing down the Arrows, flying for a reason, I suppose, and really looking to put the size advantage to the test here against their conference foes.
Kind of a contrast of styles a little bit. I think Lancaster's want to do a little track meet thing, and the Hornets want to maybe put it inside a little bit.
Absolutely. The last time these teams met, up and down game that Lancaster mostly came away with, but the size of the Hornets could be an equalizer here in Richland Center.
No doubt about it. So you get a chance to get back once in a while, or do you watch on Huddle sometimes, some of the games?
Absolutely. Love to catch up with the Hornets any chance I get, and especially if I get to listen to it on the radio.
Absolutely. Well, you're there tonight, so you can listen and talk at the same time, I guess.
Oh, what a joy. What a joy.
We'll be back with more from the RCHS Fieldhouse, the national anthem right around the bend, here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
In rural Hill Point, folks know they can count on Arneson Service and Repair for all their repair needs. With state-of-the-art diagnostic tools and ASE-certified technicians, they've got the know-how to keep your car, truck, lawnmower, and farm equipment running smoothly. From fixing hydraulic hoses to selling ag and auto tires, welding, and custom metal fabricating, they've got you covered. Plus, they're your local dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers and DR Power equipment. Give Arneson Service and Repair a call at 986-4300 or visit Arneson's Repair.
Inspired Innovations is much more than a salon. You'll find items from local vendors including A&B Boutique Clothing, The Gift Corner from Robin's Nest, Paparazzi Jewelry, Signs by Inspired Creations, and unique offerings from local crafters. Plus, you can browse from Inspired Innovations salon quality hair care and styling products from brands they trust. Stop in soon at Inspired Innovations, the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Goltham in the Log Building.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Tonight, coming in with a leading average of 15 per ball game, Zach Hermson of Lancaster, Dane Kaufman averaging 14.5, Taylor Williams 12.5 points per ball game. Hermson, the leading rebounder, just over 8 per ball game. For Richland Center, Wes Bosworth averaging 13 a game. Jaden Shep, 11, almost 12 points per game. Liam Fingerson, 9.5 a game. Wes Bosworth, leading rebounder as well, nearly 10 a game. Garrison Weiss, just over 5. And Wes Bosworth, the leading assist person as well. Pretty impressive that you have a senior rebounding, scoring, and assisting. Wes is having a great year, Adam.
Absolutely. Anytime you can average a double-double, it's a pretty impressive feat. Looking forward to see what he can put together for us here tonight.
No doubt. We're going to stand and face the flag and get ready for the national anthem. Right. Riley Banker singing tonight's national anthem. National anthem, Riley Banker, a freshman here at Richland Center High School. Did you ever sing the national anthem before a game, Adam?
Never as well as that went, that's for sure.
Do you sing with a choir, though, right?
Absolutely. Plenty of times here in the field house with band and choir.
And I just happened to think of that. We see Miss Pam Kintz across the way, too. I'm sure she tried to direct you from time to time.
Oh, she certainly tried to do that and fought her at every chance, of course.
Coming in for the starting lineups now, the Lancaster Flying Arrows. They'll start number one, Zach Hermson, a 6'4 junior. Number two, Brady Schmitz. He is a 6-foot junior. Number three, Dane Kaufman, a 5'11 junior. Number five, Michael Murphy, a 6-foot senior. And number 11, 6'1 junior, Taylor Williams. For the Hornets, a familiar starting lineup. Number one, Jaden Shepp, 6-foot sophomore. Number three, Brady Dosh, a 5'11 junior. And then the big three, the tall three. Number 40, Garrison Weiss, 6'8 senior. Number 42, Liam Fingerson, a 6'6 junior. And number 44, Wes Bosworth, a 6'4 senior. Anything else you can see as keys in this game, Adam?
I think the shooting of the Lancaster Flying Arrows will be a key coming out of here. And seeing how the Hornets respond to the speed with their size.
So coming out to the floor, the Hornets in their white and orange, if you're watching along with us at home. And for the Lancaster Flying Arrows in the dark blue and gold uniforms. So Garrison Weiss will jump center for the Hornets, Zach Hermson for the Arrows. The official out to have a few last words. And we are ready to go. Ball in the area now tipped and controlled by Shep and the Hornets. Here we go. Jaden brings it from our left to our right. Man-to-man defense by Lancaster. Garrison Weiss meets it, throws it to the corner. Caught there by Dosh. Gives it back down to the top, looking to the inside. Now back to Bosworth, right side. Down to the baseline. Jaden Shep throwing it inside. The foul called right away. That's going to be on Richland Center. It'll be on Garrison Weiss. You as a big man, you had to, you know, play down low once in a while, maybe kind of push your way around a little bit, right?
That's right. Coach Poles always had me sharpen my elbows right before every game. So looks like Garrison got caught for that there.
Is there an elbow sharpener, like a pencil sharpener? Or?
Absolutely, but it's a secret of the tall man.
Zach Hermson left side. Kaufman on a drive, nothing. Now back to Hermson. Big move in the lane, 10-footer off the rim. And tipped around Bosworth, tips it to himself. And the Hornets have the ball. No score early on in the ball game. Jaden Shep off a screen, brings it to the right side. Shep looks, keeps the dribble, moves to the left, now fires off to Bosworth. Back to the top of the circle, it's Liam Fingerson. Fingerson looking inside now, drives with the left hand, tried to dump it inside, knocked out of bounds, and it belongs to Lancaster. Hornets trying to, again, work it inside there. Didn't work that time.
That's right. It's starting to clog up the lane a little bit. We'll see if they try and spread it out to open up those one-on-one opportunities in that man you mentioned.
Brady Schmitz across the timeline for the Arrows. Both teams looking for the first time to get it through the twine. Here's a move by Lancaster on the way. No good. Williams with a layup that rolls off the rim on the near side. Jaden Shep brings it for the Hornets now. Jaden accelerates down to the baseline. Spin move now. Turnaround shot on the way. Good. Nice shot. 2-0 in favor of the Hornets. Lancaster will bring it along the near side. Schmitz down to Hermsen. Hermsen is double-teamed. Nowhere to wander. Throws it to the inside. Knocked away by Fingerson and out of bounds. Good defense by the Hornets.
Absolutely. Putting the pressure on early, helping to cancel those shooting abilities of the Arrows.
So what year did you graduate, Adam?
2012.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
getting old, I tell you.
Coming up on a 15-year anniversary in a couple of years, then, I guess.
That's right. That's right.
Doesn't seem that long.
No, it doesn't. Seems like yesterday we were in here doing the same thing.
Arrows come to bring it in. They'll pass it in to Murphy. Around the wheel it goes, back to the far side. Deep three from the corner. Short for Kaufman. Put back good by Murphy. And we're even at two. Hornets with the basketball. Again, Lancaster extending the man-to-man defense to half court. And Shep takes it left side. Here's Dosh. Dosh on a move in the lane. Throws to the corner. Bosworth. He'll move. Now pulls up in the lane, and the shot rims off. Tipped around and out of bounds. It'll belong to the Arrows. So Lancaster will get back to... No, actually, it's going to go to the Hornets, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So Bosworth will have the ball. Brings it in. Dosh, quick catch. Shot good.
Ah, great set play there off the inbound.
4-2 the score. Brady Dosh can do it all, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Dees it up well, and offense gets a lot of assists. Lancaster near side looking, knocked away, picked up now by the Arrows. They'll rejoin the offense. Looking now on a drive is Murphy. The ball kicked to the corner. Here's Williams on a drive, knocked down by Bosworth, picked up by Fingerson. Up to Jaden Shep. Shep along the right wing. Hornets leading 4-2, knocked away by Lancaster. Here's Hermsen. He picked the pocket, lays it up good. That makes it 4-4. Good play by Hermsen. And Shep will walk across the timeline for the Hornets and set up shop. Pass goes to the far side. Garrison Weiss throws it inside. Bosworth catches, rolls it up, and good. Well played. I'm sure you appreciate that as a big man.
Threw it right over top of the double team. Easy bucket for West.
6-4 the score. Pass comes to the left side. Arrows down by two. Just under 15 minutes remaining in the first half. Arrows slip into the left side. Murphy moving. Free throw line right. Dumps to the baseline. Quick move. They're going. Shot on the way, and it won't stay there for Williams. Put back is no good, but a foul call. Two free throws coming up, I believe. Foul is called on Wes Bosworth. That's his first. Team's second. So going to shoot will be Taylor Williams. Williams will take a look right now. Again, one of their leading scorers this year.
Good contest there on that first chance, but the second chance couldn't stay straight out.
First free throw is good, and it's a 6-5 ball game. Second one coming up. Everybody resting, now getting ready here as he takes a look. This one on the way, and it is good. So we're tied at 6, and the Hornets have the basketball. Looks like the Arrows are extending that press now. Pass comes along the sidelines, and Fingerson saves it inbounds, but right into the hands of an Arrow. They'll get it now to Kaufman. Kaufman left side, catching it. Ball fake, now moving in. Over to the far side, now to Hermsen. Hermsen pulls up, 16-footer. No good. Rebound pulled down by Garrison Weiss. Bosworth back to the left side, and it's taken now by Jaden Shep. Shep right side to Brady Dosh. Dosh into the front court, is double-teamed. Fires back to Shep. Tries to flip it low, stolen by Lancaster. Murphy up the sideline, left side, Williams. Williams baseline, gets back to the corner. Oh, nice steal by Jaden Shep. Anticipated where the pass was going and gets it back. Jaden will walk it up the sideline. Stop near the midcourt line, flips it over to Brady Dosh. Now right side, it's Fingerson. Down low, Garrison Weiss, low post back to Liam. Coming down the lane, dumps to West. Shot away, good.
Ah, great ball movement there. That press, once broken, it's tough to stay in. Hornets take advantage.
Nice play, 8-6, timeout. And, or let's see, maybe it isn't a timeout. Is there a warning on maybe tip of the ball out of bounds? Maybe Adam can lean out and see.
Looks like that was the call, a warning okay. There for the Hornet bench.
That's a no-no. That's where I got my only tee.
Yep.
Right after we were warned, I did it again. It was just habit.
Yeah,
it wasn't malicious.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I remember the coach saying, you just got warned.
Oh.
Yeah, yes, we did.
They always talk about short memory in sports.
Exactly.
Coach.
Got to have a short memory.
That's right.
Bascom's in play. Lancaster across the sideline. Left side, Murphy. Murphy back to the near side. Williams back to Murphy. Top of the circle. Hermsen on the right wing. 8-6 Hornets early on. 13:22 remaining in the first half. Arrows looking right. Now throwing back to the free throw line area. That's Hermsen. Hermsen between the knees dribble. Drops it over the corner. Three-pointer. Lancaster good for Michael Murphy. 9-8 Lancaster. Shep on the near side, back to Dosh. 5 minutes into the game. Shep brings it across, flips it into the lane. There is Garrison Weiss. His shot won't stay, and the rebound pulled down by the Arrows. 3-on-3, they'll bring it left side. Going up for a quick lay-in, no good for Timmerman. Rebound Weiss. Outlet, oh, stolen by Hermsen of Lancaster. He'll drive, he'll flip it up. It's no good, but a foul call. Boy, kind of a breakneck pace for the Hornets. I think sometimes you just got to maybe slow it down. Maybe it looks like that long pass is there, but it's not.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's one of those advantages of the press. You feel just that little bit of speed catch up, and Hornets were victims of the press that time.
Free throw in the air, and that one is good for Hermsen. He'll get one more. That makes it 10-8. Lancaster into the game for the Hornets. Kaizen Schwitzenberg will replace Garrison Weiss. Kaizen having a good year. That sixth man coming in, or seventh man. Ball comes into the net for Hermsen. That makes it 11-8 Lancaster.
A new press look here. Looks like a 1-2-2 from a 1-3-1.
They did change it, didn't they?
Hornets break it relatively well.
Dosh over to Shep. Three on the way. Good!
Can't argue with that.
Jaden Shep nailed it. We're tied. 11 apiece. Arrows up the sidelines. Williams with the dribble drive. That's off for a three, and it is on the rim. No good. Rebound by whom? Lancaster. Ripped away by Bosworth. Up to Brady Dosh. Dosh down toward the baseline. Back to Bosworth near the half-court line, and the Hornets will reset it here from the near side. Ball back to the far side, down to the corner. Taken there by Fingerson. Too hot to handle that pass, and it slips into the hands of Lancaster. Back the other way, Tyler Timmerman. Left side, quick move. Williams knocked away by Shep. Jaden taking it the other way and losing the handle, retrieving it in the corner. Throws to Fingerson. Liam goes up. Shot no. Foul called on the Arrows.
Great job by Shep there, keeping his balance on the fast break and finding the open man. Two free throws.
Foul first on Lancaster tonight, and that is on Zach Hermsen. Adam, did you pick up on what kind of defense Lancaster was playing? Was it a 1-3-1?
Looked like a 1-2-2 with a trap on top of some sort. I'll have to keep an eye on it. Interesting that they're contrasting the size of the Hornets with some ball pressure. Interesting
yeah.
strategy.
Yeah, I just got a glimpse of it, but they've been switching defenses back and forth. So this one is good for Fingerson. He'll get another. This one's in the air. Good. And the Hornets lead by two. 13-11 Richland Center. 11:45 remaining first half. And the Arrows into offensive mode. Schmitz right side, Hermsen. Hermsen with a handoff now for Murphy. Murphy leaves the dribble, flips it back to Hermsen. Hermsen now to Murphy. Back to Hermsen. They're working it. Top of the circle now, left side, Brady Schmitz. Schmitz on a drive, nowhere. Knocked away by Shep. There's another steal. Dosh pulling away from the pack. Brady lays it in good, and he's fouled. Wow. I was telling you before the game, I'm impressed by Brady Dosh's speed. I think, Adam, you saw it right there.
Absolutely. It takes on the larger opponent and finishes for the attempted old-fashioned three-point play.
My favorite. Foul on Murphy. That's his first. So Brady Dosh goes to the line. 4 points so far. And the Hornets lead by four. This one in the air and make it five.
Hornets settled back in the man there and anticipated the pass. Easy interception and a clean three-point play on the other end.
Hermsen takes it across. Far side, Krubel, who just came into the game. Back to Hermsen. Left side, Kaufman. Three on the way, and it is good. Nothing but net for Dane Kaufman. 16-14, Richland Center. Just under 11 minutes remaining in the first half. Pass comes to Switzenberg. Front of the Lancaster bench, back to Bosworth. Left side, Dosh. He slices, he dices, and he lays it in. Good.
No fear going to the rim there.
18-14 the score. Pass comes to Kaufman. He'll set it up. Right wing taken there by Krubel. Krubel drives, free throw line left. Nothing. Gives it back to Kaufman, and he's fouled on the way by. That'll be the Hornets' fourth. So they're going to mark that on Liam Fingerson. Fourth Hornet foul. First on Liam, and Lancaster lobs the ball in play. Hermsen moves in. There's a lean in, 15-footer, good. And a timeout taken by the Arrows. 10:28 remaining first half, 18-16 Hornets in boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
Right outside your door, there's a lifetime of memories waiting to be made. All American Do It Center is your number one place to get the world's number one composite decking, Trex. Trex decking won't stain. It won't need to be stained. It doesn't warp, nor is damaged by insects. Trex decking has a 25-year limited residential warranty. Start your new deck now with Trex composite at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown, real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Hornet basketball after the timeout. Schwitzenberg in the corner, looks to the inside, fires it back to Jaden Shep. Shep with the ball, and now moves over. 10 minutes remaining in the first half. Fingerson, right wing, now moves to the left side, drives lane, dumps low. Schwitzenberg shot, good. I think the Hornets are using some great teamwork tonight, Adam.
Absolutely, a lot of ball movement there, and took advantage of the pressure the Arrows are putting on them.
Arrows take a three to answer. It's on the way, no good. Rebound in the lane, and that one is no good, but a foul call. Hornets were hoping a traveling was called. Foul called, and that'll make it number five on Richland Center. This will be on Jaden Shep, and will be his first. Coming in now is Taylor Williams and Tyler Timmerman for the Arrows. Richland Center leading 20-16. Ball comes in play. It's Zach Hermsen. Hermsen back to Timmerman. Back to Hermsen on the right wing. Nowhere to go. Bounces high post and then drawn a crowd is Bush. Gives it back to the low post. Shot of the way and good on a drive by Hermsen. 20-18. Both teams using some good teamwork. Everybody touching the ball. Now it's a man-to-man defense again for Lancaster. Here's Dosh driving low, kicks to the corner. That's Schwitzenberg on a drive, dips it now to Fingerson. Over to the corner, Bosworth backs off. Three on the way, no good. Rebound by the Arrows, Dane Kaufman. Kaufman across the half-court line, free throw line right. He dumps it down low, nice pass, shot is good. Well played by the Arrows, Adam.
Three straight possessions in zone for the Hornets, taken apart by the passing of the Arrows. We'll see if they stay in it or not.
20-20 now. Shep down to Fingerson. Liam lost the handle, out of bounds. It'll be Lancaster ball. Let's check the Filney flip phone scoreboard here tonight. Ithaca leading Seneca 45-40 at halftime. Flatville up on Potosi Cassville in girls basketball 10-4. That's early. North Crawford 15-6 on Wazika Steuben as well in area basketball. Lancaster with the ball. We're tied at 20. The Arrows can lead. Something that they haven't done a lot. Hornets have led more than the Arrows tonight. Around the wheel it goes. Bounce feed, high post. Bush. Bush trapped. Now leaves off now to the left wing. Kaufman. Kaufman drives to the right wing. Timmerman, three on the way and on the rim. No good. Knocked away. Saved by the Arrows and then knocked out of bounds by Jaden Sheffy. Throws it back into the hands of Lancaster. They'll try a three from the right wing. That one rattles off. And Wes Bosworth goes to get it in the corner. Drayton Shep came in during the timeout. He's in there as well with Kaizen Schwitzenberg, Wes Bosworth, and Brady Dosh. And right now on the near side, they're going for Wes Bosworth down low, knocked away and out of bounds. Lancaster got a hand on it. So the Arrows have been content to switch defenses quite a bit tonight, haven't they?
Yeah, from zone to press to 1-3-1, man, they've kind of shown everything. And Hornets have actually done a pretty good job of reacting to such. So looking like man here.
Bosworth from the near side will whip it in. Schwitzenberg catches in the backcourt. 7:50 remaining in the first half. Dosh on the left wing. Brady brings it back to Bosworth. Bosworth nothing. Near side. Ball fake. Moving is Trayton Shep. Fires off to Schwitzenberg, bringing it in the lane, kicks it out. Trayton Shep, near side. And the Hornets, now Trayton, going to be called for traveling. It'll go back to the Arrows. So Lancaster will get it. I know you were a guest commentator last year. You won it through the sports boosters. I think Travis Wilson outbid you this year, didn't he?
Yep, he got me this year, but luckily I got on the Phil Neve flip phone and reached out.
Well, we felt bad for the runner-up.
That's right.
We really did.
So. I appreciate that.
Ball goes right side for Schmitz. Schmitz now on a drive. 20-20, Arrows looking to lead. On a drive, and Kaufman called for traveling. Hornets beat him up well, didn't they?
That's right. Ramped up the pressure of that zone, and this time it paid off for him.
So Richland Center will put it in play. Brady Dosh in the backcourt. And we'll walk it across the timeline. Shep calls the play. Looks like they switch to that defense again, the zone.
That's right.
Schwitzenberg left side, back to Shep. Bosworth, free throw line. Trayton Shep, three from the corner. Might have been tipped. And a rebound by Kaufman. Kaufman across the timeline. Stops. Bounce feed. Schmitz for three. On the rim, no good. Tipped around. Rebound Lancaster. They dump it in. Good. Kaufman with a putback.
Part of the challenge with playing that 2-3 zone is finding someone to box out. See our second chance points again there for the Arrows.
Trayton Shep, right wing. Baseball's at far side. Brady Dosh saves it into the hands of Schmitz. Brady bringing it for Lancaster, and a foul called on the shot.
They're going to call that shooting or passing?
We're going to see here. I think it's going to be on the floor. Yeah. The Richland Center's sixth foul. It's on Brady Dosh. That's another thing the Hornets, especially in a game where, you know, every possession is going to matter, you got to take good care of the ball, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Arrows look to bring it in the corner. Three-pointer on the way, and good for Michael Murphy. He's got two of those tonight. 25-20, Lancaster. Dosh, Shep, they play catch. Alley-oop to the far side. Now Trayton Shep down in the corner, back to Dosh. 6:05 remaining first half. Arrows by five. Trayton Shep to Dosh down to the corner. Trayton, near side, Jaden catches on the right wing. Shoots. Three on the way. Good!
Matches the three. We're tied here.
And I think Brian Poles is going to use a timeout. 5:54 remaining first half. Lancaster 25, Richland Center 23, and area boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Surprise the love of your life with a Valentine's Day gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Choose from stunning rose bouquets, beautiful flower arrangements, box chocolates, candy bouquets, blooming plants, and so much more. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. Valentine's Day is February 14th. Order early for the best selection. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, your Valentine headquarters.
I'm Phil Nee, joined by Adam Mortimer for the game tonight. 25-23, Arrows in the lead of the Hornets. Richland Center, and I think this is really going to be one of those games that could come right down to the wire.
Absolutely. Back and forth game, lots of pressure on defense. Low scoring so far, actually, but both teams neck and neck here.
Oh, there's a runner up and good for Brady Schmitz. Created a shot and got it, and that makes it 27-23 in favor of the Arrows. Shep. Driving left side, pressure, gives to Dosh, drops it low and threw it away, intending it for Bosworth. So we'll come back to the Arrows. Brody Krubel is into the game for the Arrows. Lancaster is always competitive, and over the years, the teams I followed always seemed to struggle in Lancaster's gym. Do you remember that?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a fun, older gym to play in, and passionate fans as always.
Yep. Arrows drive. Oh, they're going to get a plus one. Nice move by Zach Hermson, and he's fouled on the shot.
Slicing through that zone, falling to the side, and still makes it.
Foul is called on Kaizen Schwitzenberg. That's his first, team's seventh. But this is a chance to make a three-point play, and it's off the rim. No good. First, Lancaster missed. They're 4 of 5 from the free throw line. 29-23. Arrows lead by 6. Jaden Shep to Wes Bosworth. Wes on the far side against the man-to-man. Fires to Schwitzenberg. Kaizen drives, throws to the corner. Jaden Shep. Shep makes a move with the left, now right, backs in, nothing, back to Schwitzenberg.